This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We are all told to remember the Alamo, but one day will memories of the historic Shrine to Texas be all that we have left? The iconic west facade of the Alamo Chapel is wearing down. A recent study of the structure shows there are some problems. Robert Warden is the director of the Texas A&M Center for Heritage Conservation.
Well, I'll put it in context for you. That study was actually a small part of a larger overall study that we participated with a number of consultants in putting together information on the condition of the Alamo and how to move forward from here, from this time. And so one of the issues that we wanted to look at was the condition of the west facade, but primarily the pilasters, the column bases out in front of the Alamo. If you notice, they're kind of scooped out at the bottom, and people have noticed this for a long time. So we wanted to try and figure out how much material loss had occurred over a number of years, if we could do that.
So material loss, it's a limestone structure, right?
It is, yeah. And that the material loss could be due to lots of different things, and we don't know what the causing agent might be. It could be due to weathering. It could be due to, you know, things bumping into it, right? It could be due to work that they've done on it over the years, the changes that have been made, and also there's the battle, you know, in 1836 that certainly has caused some damage to the front. So,
and even after the battle, it was a quartermaster station. It was stable. It was all sorts of things.
Yeah, but yeah, it's gone through so many different changes. There's been two different roofs on it. Scaffolding on the front in order to, you know, put the vaulted roof, the concrete vaulted roof that's on there now. So we haven't gone through all the information stored in the library to try and figure out all the maintenance work that's been done that might have contributed to problems on the west facade. What we were just doing was seeing if we could measure the loss of the material at the base of those column bases, and take that back as many years as we could, as we had time for, actually. So we looked back at the photographs. There were some very good photographs. The Historic American Building Survey did a drawing study and photographic study of the building in 1960, and so they have very good black and white photographs online. So we looked at those, and we looked at 1930s photographs that are also very good. And we attempted to pull some measurements from those photographs and create a 3D model of the condition in 1960, and then compare it with the condition now, the current condition.
So what people want to know is, if the Alamo in danger of crumbling, collapsing?
No, it's not in danger at all. This study was, simply done to try to understand how much has been gone over 50 years, right? At least 50 years. And then hopefully we can work further back to try and get a better rate of material loss over a time period. You can't assume, let's say, I think I mentioned about 2 inches of material loss since the 1960s, and we can't assume that that's a continuous loss. So you can't project up and say in 50 years we're going to have 4 inches of loss. I don't know that for certain, but I'm not willing to say that, yeah, that's going to happen. We need to understand a lot more. So, but it's not in danger. The rest of the facade has its issues, but it's in good shape. And there's been a stone conservator who's looked at the other stones at the west facade, and he has a report in. I haven't read it extensively yet, but he'll be reporting at our symposium next week. So I'll be interested to hear what he has to say.
Well, the Alamo started out as a Spanish mission, and there are some contemporary Spanish missions scattered around San Antonio. You could compare with to see about material loss over there to see if the Alamo is a unique situation or where the, what its future could look like.
We could. That would be an interesting project. You know, the thing that the multiple variables that get in the way are you'd have to look at how many repairs have been made over the years and of what type those repairs were. You know, so the Alamo itself has had a different facade on it in the sense of it was plastered at one time and it's not plastered now. So the weathering would be different from those conditions than what we have now. And but you're right, that would be interesting to look at buildings from the same time period and the same climate area to kind of see if there's any connection, at least from a general weathering point of view.
Now, to protect the Alamo facade from any more decay or weathering, could it be coated with something?
Well, that's a big question. They're probably not going to do. I would think they're not going to put a coating on it. That would be a question for Pam Rosser, who's the Alamo conservator, and get a stone conservator in there to you know, weigh in on the situation, and also an engineer to weigh in on the structural conditions of things. But stabilizing is probably the way to go in the sense of try to prevent any further loss, in much the same way that they stabilize a lot of the plaster on the inside. But the exact method that they might come up with, I couldn't tell you right now.
Robert Warden is the director of the Texas A&M Center for Heritage Conservation. He led a study of the Alamo and found that it is eroding more quickly than had been expected.